Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Risa Gray, and I'm flying solo today. My co-host Jim Dooley is out doing something, I don't know what, but for the first of the year, he's out. So it's just going to be me and you for today, and we're just going to have a fabulous time anyway, and I hope Jim is having a wonderful, happy new year. I'm sure he is. I just got back from my cruise. I had a wonderful time, and I cruised around Mexico, and like I said, it was wonderful. It was warm. It was sunny. Had a great time. And I'm back, and I hope everybody out there had a wonderful New Year, wonderful holiday season. In California, it was supposed to be rainy today. It's bright and sunny. I know other parts of the country are not as lucky as we are. So my sympathy really goes out to those that are underwater, that are having flight problems and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, we're still grateful. We still have so much to be grateful for here in America. But moving on, I just want to say that tomorrow is Tuesday, January 5th, and it's Senior Day. It's Senior Day at Walmart. I think it's Walgreens, at Walgreens. And you can get a discount if you're over 55 years old or an AARP member. So Senior Day for all of us baby boomers, go to Walgreens tomorrow and get your discount on January 5th. Can you believe it's January 4th already? I'm just amazed at how quickly time flies. It really is just unbelievable. It's 2016, y'all. Remember when we were worried about Y2K? It's already 2016. Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, now it's time for Hot Topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topics.
I was speaking about the weather because it's getting cold. It's really cold in Los Angeles now. It's cold pretty much all over the country. Even the places that it was unseasonably warm have started to turn cold. So you need to winterize. It's something that in L.A. we hadn't thought about for a while because it's been warm. But you really do need to winterize. That you can seal your windows so the air doesn't leak in through your windows. Also, your doors, under your doors. You'd be amazed how much heat you lose under the doors of your house. Not just the ones that lead to the outside, but also from room to room. You don't need to heat the whole house all winter long, just the rooms that you're actually using. So sometimes you can close those doors, and you can buy those. They look like long socks, and stick them underneath your bed, some are underneath your door, and some of them are decorated really cute. They look like little animals or little dolls. Or you can just take an extra long sock and stuff it with something and put it along the bottom of the door. That'll help keep the cold air from going from one room to another. There's all kinds of things you can do to keep warm in the winter, and it's important as we get older to keep warm. You don't want to catch a cold, and you don't want to catch a flu. You want to stay healthy during the winter. So they recommend that you take a flu shot and a pneumonia shot this time of year. It's not too late if you haven't taken it already. A lot of places will give them right at pharmacies or your doctors or wherever. you can go and you can get your flu shot. Now, for the pneumonia shot, I believe you have to go to the doctor. And just stay warm, stay comfortable, stay dry, and winterize, because we want to be healthy all through the winter. And that brings us to our first commercial.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
That's right. We do it the easy way. And speaking of easy ways, I think Mr. Jim Zuli has just flown in. Are your arms tired from flying in, Jim?
My arms are so tired, but I know that's why you do the cruises, because you don't have to fly. And I'm researching that, Retha, because a lot of our baby boomer listeners and whoever else, you know, they think cruises have to be so expensive, and a lot of these getaways have to be so expensive. And, you know, all you have to do is put a few bucks aside, even some change once in a while. You put change away, and before you know it, you got $300. And
absolutely, and you can get away. I have a friend that went up to Ojai, just drove up and had a wonderful time during the holiday. But, Jim, you just got here, but we've got a guest for today.
Oh, cool.
Our guest is Diane Powell. Diane is coming to us all the way from Pittsburgh. Well, she's not really coming to us, but she's on the phone from Pittsburgh.
Good morning, good morning, and Happy New Year to you folks.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me.
Diane is the national outreach person for Black Women for Positive Change and the local Pittsburgh chair for Black Women for Positive Change. And they are doing wonderful things. Now, this is a typical case of partnership with us baby boomers and the young people to try to work out some stuff that's happening in America. So give us some information about the nonviolence work that you guys are doing.
Why, thank you, Retha. We're a volunteer network of women around the country who are working primarily to make an impact on violence in our country, and to work to develop programs and initiatives that support and strengthen working class families, with an emphasis on African Americans. We have networks in approximately 15 states around the country, and we're definitely growing. And we've focused primarily on a week of nonviolence initiative that we have hosted for the last 3 years. This year was the largest ever, where we had activities around the country which focused all on nonviolence principles, promoting peace within our neighborhoods and communities, and teaching youth and violence-prone adults alternatives to violence and conflict resolutions. So that's what we've been up to.
Awesome. Now, I know you just had an event. When was the last event?
It was in October at the Community College of Allegheny County on the Northside campus, and we attracted a large turnout of young people who had a primarily a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit and engage directly with the police chief of the city of Pittsburgh. Chief Cameron McClay was gracious enough to agree to participate and to field questions and inquiries from young people around violence, their perceptions on violence in our communities, and what are some of the potential solutions. We had a very robust discussion. The kids were very, very honest and candid with their feedback. And we talked and tried to explore some of their probes, some of their feelings around the challenges that they face in when confronted with conflict and with violence, and how do they mediate those disputes, and what can be done to kind of curb violence in our communities.
What was the thing that stood out to you that maybe, especially our show is geared towards baby boomers, but we talk about all things human, but from a baby boomer's perspective, that
right.
us baby boomers might not really realize is going on with the younger people today?
I think the most salient point that they made, their anger was palpable. And surprisingly, a lot of their anger is directed towards adults because of the lack of success in our lives as they perceive it, the fact that there aren't sufficient role models to teach them how to be successful adults, and they're just a basic disappointment in what they have seen and experienced in family life and how disappointing that has been.
Do you think it could be people just aren't taking enough time to interact with some of these youths? I mean, they have some programs where they spend a little time with them, but actual interaction where they can get to know them and take them out and
right.
you know, do certain things with them. I don't know. That's,
well, you know, parents are challenged. Oftentimes when two parents are in the home, both are working, the hours are very long. Oftentimes, family interaction is limited. It's difficult to get the family together all at one time, where people from our generation grew up where there was a designated time for dinner. You knew both parents would be in the home. That's not feasible in today's environment. It's mm-hmm. much more challenging for parents to connect with their children and to help them with homework and to get them off to school each and every day. So it's not just challenges that young people face. It's what parents are trying to cope with to hold the family together. And unfortunately, we have to figure out a way to reconnect with youth and to offer more services so that parents are able to remain engaged and family units remain intact and stable.
That would be the millennium crowd, wouldn't it? The middle-aged people?
It would be. It definitely
okay, they're
would
working.
Be.
So we're talking about, Reith and I have had these talks about, you go a step beyond that to the seniors that are in good enough shape, the baby boomers, whatever you want to call us, and
right.
that kind of interaction. And there's a lot of experience there, and a lot of it goes to waste, you know. And it would be good for both facets, you know, for people that are retired and really don't have much going on, their interaction with the youth. And that's what I was trying to format with my Hope Tour. And
right.
that would be a
exactly.
good
exactly.
Well,
we definitely need
agree.
To interact.
Yeah, and there's definitely a lot of wisdom to be shared and passed along to multiple generations. It's just a matter of, you know, getting people to connect with one another and getting the time for those generations to sit face-to-face and learn from one another, because we can learn from youth as well. They have very interesting stories to share, interesting challenges that they face, and we certainly, Black Women for Positive Change as a group and organization, are very active and proactive in trying to connect with that generation and to work to stabilize conditions in our community and make things better for everyone involved.
One of the other things that the organization is doing is making videos, short videos to show to the kids. One of them is called On Second Thought. That one's completed. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
It's a wonderful tool that we've developed. It was produced by our co-founder, Dr. Stephanie Myers, along with other members within our network and self-finance. But the focus was on helping youth identify alternatives to conflict resolution. When confronted with a situation that that basically it focused on a trio of young people, two young women and a guy. And he was involved in a romantic triangle with two of the young women, and one of them became pregnant. And so a lot of conflict and dissension arose from that triangle relationship. And it showed what they, how they actually resolved that situation in real life, because it was based on a true story that occurred in Boston. And the alternative ending depicted what would have happened if they had had a second thought and really, engaged in problem solving and looked at it in a different way. So young people really gravitate towards the film's message. It really touches, brings home the message of teenage pregnancy, violence, school issues, and dating violence, and it really drives home the message about what can be done in terms of looking and focusing on problems and handling things in an alternative manner without having to resort to violence.
The
now
statement you
video
made
is available.
The statement you made about
video
second
is available.
Go ahead, Ruth.
The video is available on the website to be seen, right? The BlackWomenForPositiveChange.org?
That's exactly right. It is available for purchase. We use it as a teaching tool in schools, at churches, within community groups, and we've had a great deal of success with it. The Church of God in Christ also featured the video on their website, and they use it in their training seminars. So it's an effective teaching tool.
And you're currently producing the second film?
We are nearing the end of production and getting ready to debut our second film. And it will focus on the importance of staying in school. Unfortunately, statistics show that, a disproportionate number of African-American males are dropping out of high school. And we wanted to focus on the need for all of our youth, male and female, to remain in school and to become productive and self-sustaining citizens. So we featured a vignette of circumstances of what happened when they decided to drop out of school and what could have happened when they had a second thought. So we're wrapping that project up now and getting ready to debut that in the spring.
I like that term,
so
second thought.
Mm-hmm. Go on, Jim.
I just like that term, second thought. I don't know if you're writing a book called Second Thought or whatever, but it's just so beyond important, because by taking a second to think twice before something, because look at the results of one little moment's decision. If a couple of youths are out there and they decide to jump out of the car and, let's do something crazy like rob a gas station or let's take these drugs or whatever it is. And
exactly.
that one decision to do that, like this one guy they're interviewing him in prison, he said, I was with my friends one night and I'm not like this, and we did this thing, and he got like 10 years in prison for it. They
would give anything to take back that moment.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so, we're developing a series of films based on having a second thought and trying to use that as an outreach tool to connect with schools and community groups and churches, and we've had a great deal of success with that.
Now, are you planning to have another series of events in 2016 around the country?
We're hard at work now planning our activities for the 2016. We're looking tentatively at doing a survey with youth, which will focus on the causes of violence, the root causes of violence from their perspective, and to look at some of the possible solutions from their perspective. Because, again, we think we have a lot to learn from our young people and that they have a lot to offer. And we think that their feedback and perceptions can be used to enhance the programs that are being developed to curb violence.
So if someone wants to participate in the events this year or donate for the production of the films or just get involved, can they go to the website?
Oh, definitely. We would welcome their participation and volunteerism. And all I have to do is go to our website, www.blackwomenforpositivechange.org. And they'll be amazed at the array of activities that we're, the scope of activities that we're involved in. And I think they'll be enlightened and encouraged to participate.
You're changing lives.
Well, thank you for joining us. Diane, earlier I talked about weather. What's the weather like back there in Pittsburgh?
Would you believe last week this time you would have thought we were on cruises because we were all walking around with no coats and shorts on. Today, it's we're hovering around 17 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a dramatic change. Dramatic. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for joining us, and stay warm.
Thank you so much for inviting us, and we're working to try to change the culture of violence in our country.
Keep up the good
awesome.
Work.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Making a change, Valerie.
Yeah, that brings us to our next commercial. Maybe it brings
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I know it's after Christmas, and some of us just didn't get all of the tech things that we wanted under the tree this year. So I just want to let you know about a few more items that are out there that you might want to run out and get. They might be on sale for the new year if you didn't get it for Christmas. So first of all, there's GripDep, which is a wireless selfie stick for phones. It's Grip, GRIPDAT, GripDat.com. And you can get a discount if you use the Easy Way code, the promo code, which I thought I knew what it was, but I don't.
We'll get it.
Hey, you get the
promo
code. And but GripDat is a selfie stick. I know this Christmas I found my arms were not long enough to take pictures of the entire group that we were trying to see. So you want to get a selfie stick.
Promo code is the easy way, Aretha.
The promo code is easy way. That's easy.
Easy way.
I thought that was wrong when I looked at it, but yeah, that's it. Easy way. The letter E, the letter Z way is the promo code. Just go to GripDat.com and check that out. Also, there's the tile tracker. You attach the tile to your wallet or your keys, and there's an app on your phone. So when you can't find them, you just go to the app. It's mainly if you just lose them in the house, as we sometimes do. This is not if you left them at the airport. But if they're in the house somewhere, or even I had them in my purse and couldn't find them, my keys in my purse, you go to your Tile app on your phone, click that, and then whatever it's attached to will start making a little chirping sound so you can find it. So it's great trying to find them in your house, in your purse, or even in your car if it's fallen down behind the seats or something. Also, there's a Wi-Fi thermostat called Echo B3. Now, it's a little pricey. It's $249 suggested manufacturer's retail. But it's a smart thermostat that senses when someone is in the actual room. And it adjusts the temperature to make it comfortable. So when no one's around, the device reduces the heating or the cooling. So it works for your air conditioner, too. So it kind of pays for itself because it does actually save you in energy costs. And that's called Echo B3 Wi-Fi thermostat. So, you know, with this weather, like Diane was saying in Pittsburgh, where it's crazy one week and then it dips down, you know, 50, 60 degrees a week later. And we sometimes forget to reset our thermostats, or we set them up too high or too low. And this will help to control that. And I'm trying to figure out which ones I want to tell you about. Oh, the Being Quiet sound amplifier. You know, some of us aren't quite ready for hearing aids, but turn up the volume a little bit. You know, sometimes you're listening to TV or even in a room full of people. Sometimes you can't quite hear clearly. There's a thing called the Being Quiet sound amplifier. And it's an in-ear sound booster with multiple earbud options. So you can adjust it so it fits. You can adjust the volume. They have two settings, normal and high. And the Bean is used, it just uses one of those little batteries in it. And it's a little pricey too, $299 for one earbud. But if we're not ready for a hearing aid, but we need to turn up the volume a little bit, that might be something that you want to look into. The Bean, B-E-A-N, Quiet Sound Amplifier. So those are some tech things that you might be interested in. Check them out. They might be on sale after Christmas, after the new year here. And hope you got all the other tech stuff that you wanted for Christmas.
Very interesting, Brie.
Do you have a gym today, Jim, since you were gone?
I always have a gym. Rita, I've been trying to stump you. So, you know, every time I ask some kind of hidden question, you always have the answer. So let's see. I was watching a little bit of Disney stuff. Maybe I can get you with a Disney question because I don't know if you watch much Disney. That old cartoon, there was a elephant that used to fly around. Do you remember
Dumbo.
The name?
Are you kidding me? Dumbo. I am a Mouseketeer.
Oh, Aretha, I'm afraid we finally got you.
It was Dumbo.
No, that's not the name. They made fun of the elephant when it was born, and they said, "Look at those big ears. We should call it. Let's call him Dumbo." And the actual
name. That's
what
name, I said.
No, well, no, but that was because they were making fun of him. The actual name of the elephant was Jumbo Jr. because the father was Jumbo, so they called him Jumbo Jr. And they said,
"No,
Jumbo, you should call
but
him Dumbo.
Everybody calls him Dumbo."
Watch the cartoon, the actual name. Sorry, read up those. But anyway, as far as a gem today, I'm just gonna just touch base with us as far as the New Year's goes, and you know. We go along thinking, okay, here's another year. We go about our normal routine. And I just want to start a little program with whoever's going to stick with us on this weekly series we have. And I want you to stay on board, and I want to challenge all of you to stick with a change that I'm going to be making. And my son's always on me. He wants to take the chocolate chip cookies away and hide them. He bought some of these Oreos, and he was disappointed because when he went to get his Oreos, they were just about gone because I found them. Well, I'm going to really work on this, and I'm going to start really cutting down on that sugar. Although they do say sugar is so good for you, right? Well, no, they don't. They say it's bad for you. But I'm going to start switching because I got Eric a new Nutribullet, and because their old one was smoking and grinding, so I got him a new one. I'm going to go out after the show, and I'm going to stick it full of cabbage, spinach, all the stuff I read about, zucchini, carrots, and broccoli, if I told you that routine. And I'm going to start, I want all of you to do something too, to, you know, try to, if you're already eating vegetables, maybe take a little bit more time with the exercise or whatever it is, and we're going to all improve every week. And then I want you to make some calls in to give us a heads up on what's going on. Like I listened to this Tony Robbins tape, and he said if you're sitting there and you look down and you see the stomach, well, if you don't start getting up and doing something about it, how much harder is it going to be in 6 months when you look down and it's even bigger? Because our metabolism slows down as we get older, and we automatically put on a couple pounds, and we sit more and we eat and so on and so forth. So instead of looking forward to 58, 59, 60, or 64, 65, et cetera, and adding more weight, we're going to start losing weight, and we're going to start working on this, and I want to get an input
on
this.
I'll give you my input today. I've already started. I've lost 20 pounds in the last 4 months. My first appointment with the trainer for this year is at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I've been working out. I've cut out so much sugar, it's crazy. Sugar is not bad for you. It's the amount of sugar that we take. And I have gone paleo, so I'm not eating grains. I'm not eating processed foods. I'm feeling healthier. I'm looking good, even if I do say so myself. So it works. So I'm going to get on you, and I'm going to give you my reports because I'm going to be doing good. I'm on top of
it. So Bloomer News and any of our listeners, if you call in, we want to keep track of this, and we want to take a group, and within months or say by 2017, that sounds weird, I want a group of people that are totally a new group of people. And don't forget, it's not just physical, it's mental. If you sit around and watch TV all day or you don't do anything, give yourself some mental exercise. We've gone through this in our shows that you can work out your brain the same as you can your body by doing the crosswords or some of the exercises we gave you, the juggling and so on.
Absolutely.
And
I'm going to bring up some tech things that you can use to exercise your mind too. Well,
good.
Jim, as usual, we're almost out of time.
Again.
Oh, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. We've got a new website. It's radioboomerslive.com. Want you to check out radioboomerslive.com. If you go there, you can just click on a single button and you can go straight to the radio show on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. You can keep up with what we're doing. We're Radio Boomers on Twitter. So
change
you can keep up with us on
get
Twitter.
Change your life, get in shape, get to high tech with Rita's tech information. I mean, you can't lose with this.
Absolutely. The new Easy Way app by Manny's Apps is coming soon. I don't know. I know it's coming out any day now, so get ready for that. The Easy Way Access memberships, you want to go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Check out the memberships. They've got an event coming up that you have to be a member to come to. So you want to check out the membership. And the launch, the magazine launch was fabulous. I missed it, but I heard it was fabulous. The pictures are on the website. And there are two new shows on the network, Live Today with Dr. Stella Snyder and John Johnson, and Beauty Pop, hosted by Sugar Angel, Amber Monerica, United Nations. So there's all kinds of stuff going on with Easy Way Broadcasting. That's the letter E, the letter Z, way, broadcasting.com. And our fan page for Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. That's really chock full of information.
And we got to be careful.
Jim, we're out of time. Glad to have you back. Glad you made it in on time to catch part of the show.
Thank you. I did my little VA test today. Everything went good, so we're still rolling. And,
good,
yeah, guys,
good.
Thanks for coming on. And don't forget, you know, we're going to keep this thing moving with you listen to us, and we're going to move forward with our health, all of us, Reef and myself and all our listeners. We're going to start a movement going here where we're going to make we're going to really do this. Right, Reef? We're going to keep on this thing with the health.
Well, that's what we have to do. As we get older, we really have to take care of ourselves. Like I said, I'm shocked you think of going on a diet and it makes it difficult and you're changing your eating habits. But when it's a way of life, when it's a lifestyle change, because eating paleo basically is anything that you can hunt or gather and eat without processing. So you can grind it, you can cook it, but you don't change the molecules, I guess, in it. No additives, no things like that. And just making that change, which is really simple. And even on the cruise, I typically gain 10 pounds. On a three to four day cruise, I can gain 10 pounds. I gained 2.5 pounds because I stayed paleo. I didn't feel deprived. You eat 24 hours a day on the ship. And so great.
And another one, Reese, when I used to go out, like, say, I'd go to a restaurant and have a steak or something, I'd have a Coke. And I switched that to a glass of water, and I'm totally happy with the water. And I just wanted to touch on this real quick, Reef. You know, you've heard of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, I heard that you're now on the Hollywood Wall of Fame, the Easy Wall of Fame. And that's really getting a lot of interest going here. A lot of people, it's a who's who. It's very interesting what he put together. And congratulations on that. So,
well, thank you.
Are we out of time already? How does this go so fast, you know?
I know, we're out of time. But basically, if people just check with easywaybroadcasting.com, they can figure out what's going on and find out all the things going on the easy way. Because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Oh, what he's created is amazing. This is really getting exciting for 2016. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an exciting year. So anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. And thank you, Diane, for jumping on the show. It's really great. You know, this is what we like, is when we see people making a difference, and that's what she's doing. So thank you again. So anyway, guys, next week, till next week, Reef.
All right.
Stay healthy.